This reading is from Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as the day of Midian's defeat, you have scattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in the battle and every garment rolled in the blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his governance and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from this time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
A few years ago, I quite regularly went into the mountains alone. I still remember the one day when I decided to head into the mountains in the late afternoon because I had a few things on during the morning. I was a bit concerned because it was quite a long walk along the river flats to the first hut, and I wasn't sure I would make it there before the night fell, and that would have meant that I would need to walk in the dark. But what was even more concerning was finding the hut in the dark. Often the location of huts is not well marked on the map, and they are hidden behind some trees somewhere near the river flats. And I know you. I had never been to this hut before, so didn't know where its location was. Sure enough, the walk took a long time. I was able to cross the river to the right side while it was still day. But then darkness began to descend around me. I took out my head torch and continued walking across the boulders. And then I noted a light up ahead, a light that looked as if it was coming from a window. Could it be the hut? It must be the hut, I concluded, because there's nothing else here among the mountains. But why? Why was the light so bright? I headed towards that light. It was like a beacon to me, showing the way. When I arrived at the hut, I was greeted by two Department of Conservation workers who had been doing some work on the hut that day, most importantly, installing a solar system with batteries so that the hut had its own power and lighting. Why this was installed in a remote hut not frequently visited is a mystery to me, but here it was. The Department of Conservation workers were some real characters, and I spent a memorable evening in their company. Still, whenever I think about the light in darkness, I often think back to this experience of walking towards the hut in a wide river valley amid the high mountains. The river was roaring close by, streams tumbling from the mountainsides, a moorpark screeching, and I did not know the way. But there ahead of me was a light that showed me the way, that was my guide. In the Northern Hemisphere, the symbolism of the light in darkness was readily applied to Christmas, when the church celebrates the incarnation of God in Jesus. Here in the Southern Hemisphere, we've kept some of that and tend to have lights around at Christmas time. But of course, Christmas is not in the middle of winter. Still, in the winter time, when it goes, does get quite dark here in New Zealand, particularly here in the South Island, we really need a light to look forward to. At this time, our world seems dark, and we do need hope. Hope that the darkness will be overcome by the light. Our readings tell about light shining in the darkness, and that on those living in darkness, the light has dawned. The context of the Old Testament reading is among an oppressed people that had experienced the incursion of a mighty military army. They were living in dark times. But the prophet Isaiah spoke hope into that situation. Even while they were in darkness, they had already seen the light. Even in difficult times, they had seen signs of hope. We may not be in such a desperate situation as the people of Israel at that stage. We may not face immediate oppression and war. But at times, the world can still seem quite dark. Do we just hope for the world to become a little lighter again, or do we look forward to a more drastic hope? Rather than just looking forward to a time of peace between wars, Isaiah looked forward to the cessation of wars, to enduring peace. This would come through a child born to us, the Prince of Peace, the one sent by God. The New Testament witnesses that this child was Jesus of Nazareth, who came into a dark world to bring salvation and peace. Not all wars have ceased, and the vision of Isaiah has not been totally fulfilled. But it is our hope that it will be fulfilled. Just as Israel looked forward to the one who was to come as it waited for the Messiah, so we are looking forward to the coming of the Prince of Peace. But we look forward differently, for we already know the one who is to come. For part of this hope has already become reality. We have already seen the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus has already carried our sins and reconciled us to God. God has already become human through Jesus. The incarnation has already taken place. This is the light that already sheds light on our sometimes dark paths. As we walk through the night with its thousands of small and big challenges, we can keep the hope of Jesus before us so that it shines through the darkness, and we know at least the destination we are heading for. The good news of Jesus can also help us in our own lives. We know that we are loved and held by God, that we are not just walking into an unknown future. Rather, we are walking into a future of hope, even when our lives may not seem to serve a great purpose. We are journeying into a future of peace, even when our world seems in turmoil. We are journeying into a future of salvation, even when all our life are, and then all our life, our apparent successes and failures, our hopes and disappointments, will all resolve into the greater purpose, presence, and love of God. For a child has been born to us, a son is given to us, the authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.